Matt is 16, and he hates his birthday. Well, at least that's what some of his friends said. He said his birthday is always the worst day of the year for him ever since his 6th birthday. He remembers that like it was yesterday. See, his mom went out and bought a special cake. She invited all his friends to come over for Matt's birthday party, and nobody came. And since there was nobody there for the party, his mom took the cake back to the store. There was no one there to celebrate him. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about no one there to celebrate you. Most people haven't had a party in their honor that no one showed up for. But a lot of people feel like their life has been a party that no one showed up for. In fact, you may feel right now like there's no one celebrating you. So many times you've felt overlooked, neglected. Maybe you felt abandoned, betrayed. You're questioning your own value. You may be successful. You could be surrounded by people, spiritually involved, but maybe the feelings of unworthiness have never gone away. Someone very important thinks you're very important. Actually, he was there for your first birthday, the day you were born. He created you. And this one who rules the galaxies values you more than you can imagine. God's commitment to you is spelled out very clearly in our word for today from the Word of God. You need to hear this in Isaiah 49, verses 15 and 16. Your Creator says, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Well, though she may forget, I will not forget you." Did you get what God's saying here? I will not forget you. If everyone else does, He will not. He never has. He never will. How can you be sure that you're always on God's mind? Listen to the next verse. "See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands." Do you know how Jesus' friends knew it was him after he came back from the dead? By the nail prints in his hands. Those prints, hammered there when he was nailed to the cross, are there forever. And when Jesus looks at his hands, he sees the nail prints and he thinks of you because he died on that cross for you. You can walk up to that cross in your mind and say these words right from the Bible. "He loved me and gave himself for me." It was the only way you could ever spend eternity with Jesus in heaven. All your religion, your good deeds, could never pay the death penalty that goes with your sin. And because Jesus doesn't want to lose you, he took that death penalty for you. That's how much you mean to him. That's how much he loves you. And once you belong to him, he will never turn his back on someone he loved enough to die for. But sadly, you may not belong to Jesus because you've never opened your heart to him. You've never given him you. You've never felt like you're worth much because you've never known the one who gave you your worth, who thought you were worth his life. But beginning today, you can finally belong to the one who loves you most. But you have to tell him that you want to begin a relationship with him. The Bible says about him, you were created by him and for him. And he waits now for you to reach out in total trust to tell him he is your only hope. So find a quiet place as soon as you can and just talk to him something like this. "Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I was never supposed to run my life. I have. But I thank you that you made me and you loved me enough to die for me. And I want the love and the worth of my life from the only one who can give it to me. I want the relationship I was made for. I want a personal relationship with you." Our website is designed specifically for a moment like this, for a person like you. I urge you to go there today, anewstory.com, because there you will find the information right from God's Word that will help you be sure you belong to Him. That's anewstory.com. See, the Son of God made you. He gave His life for you. And you are on the edge right now of more love than you have ever dreamed you could have.